For hundreds of years, animals and people have been buried in the frozen ground in the Arctic. Now that permafrost is thawing, and it's exposing those bodies and whatever killed them to the outside world. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more on the threat of zombies in the Arctic.
Can a zombie apocalypse happen in Alaska? Well, that depends on your definition of zombie, really. But can people and animals get sick from things long dead and forgotten? Yes. Michael Bruce is a public health physician and medical epidemiologist based out of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Anchorage. He told a crowd last week at the Beartooth Theater in Anchorage that infectious diseases are a growing threat throughout the Arctic.
I think Louis Pasteur was right when he said, it's the microbes that will have the last word. Or is it, it's the zombies that will have the last word?
But are we talking about real zombies here? Like shuffling around, eating brains, making zombie noises? Is Bruce saying that microbes are going to bring back the night of the living dead? Not exactly.
I think my analogy to zombies was more the ability of infectious diseases to come in and wreak havoc on populations and the planet. Not so much reviving dead bodies to come back to life.
But there are some very real threats locked up in all of that ice and frozen permafrost. In Russia, for example, an anthrax outbreak 2 years ago killed one 12-year-old boy and sickened dozens of other people. That outbreak has been linked to the region's reindeer herds and melting permafrost.
So really what happened is reindeer herders in the Yamal Peninsula were grazing their reindeer over reindeer that had died of anthrax decades or centuries ago, and they then contracted anthrax because of this and were exposed to it because it had melted out of the permafrost.
Bruce also says that anthrax is a very resistant organism. Once it gets into the environment, it can be hard to kill. Other types of infectious diseases might be more difficult to spread.
That's kind of the big question, I think, is whether those bacteria and viruses survive intact.
Research is showing that there are some that survive intact, but Bruce says most of them don't appear to be causing diseases in human beings. Still, a warming Arctic could cause Alaskans to be sickened in other ways. Bruce says there are more ticks coming into the state. The pests can hitch rides on pets or wild birds. He says the ticks do better in a warmer climate, and they may be able to migrate into the state, survive, and spread diseases. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.